Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
A good day. It is the Good Day program. We have the corner on good days. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn are here. They are titans of their own might and right. They have it, and that's why they are here with the rest of us, because we have it as well. It is Rich McFadden.
Thank you. I go by Cousin It.
Yeah, Cousin It. Very good, Richie. That's nice. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Why aren't there more women in the upper ranks of corporate America?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I want to know that, too. How many people are outraged by this? Yeah.
Let's do something about it. Make a law.
Women rein in career plans to spend more time caring for their family. What's more, they are inherently less ambitious than men and don't have the confidence that commands seats in the corporate suites. Huh?
No, that's where just that people want you to think.
Not so fast.
My question is, what's the right number of women and minorities to have in these positions?
Minorities, I don't...
I just read a story today that there are not nearly enough blacks, and that there won't be enough blacks in high-level corporate jobs until whatever year.
What does that mean?
My question is, what is the number that is going to be the moment where we all hear the angels singing for the number of women in corporate America
and black
America?
What the demographics are, whatever the national
is
demographics
it? Because that's what
are.
I was, it should be that's what I was thinking.
So 12% of CEOs
should be black.
Ought to be black, and 50% of CEOs ought to be women. Is that,
well, there are more women, right, than men, right?
Maybe 51 women? To 49, yeah, something like that. So is that the way to do it, or is it just based on, ought it not to be based on qualifications? If that's the case, more women we see CEOs than men won't be equal at all, because women are better managers than men by a long shot. And so then where do we go with Hispanics and blacks and other minorities who may or may not have the same opportunities because or not the color of their skin and all of this stuff. So let's just stick with women for a minute, all right?
Women happen to just get out there and work your butt off, and whoever the best person is gets the job.
Well, isn't that the case with Carly Fiorina?
Yeah.
Isn't that the case of Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton didn't get any help up.
Nope, not at all.
She earned it herself, right?
There's a woman who's taken over one of the big broadcast companies who has had nothing but strong work ethic, and she's just starting, I think, next week, running the second largest radio company in the country because she is smart, she has experience, and
because
she's
her predecessors
fixed.
Were not.
her predecessors were goofballs. That's even saying nice things about them. Well, I don't want to get off onto that.
No.
But the point is that we have a lot of women who are judged not qualified because they're women. Still in 2015, I can't imagine why it is that motherhood is a disqualifier. Being pregnant is a disqualifier. Why
Amazing, huh?
is it? How do you think? How
I was
is
talking
that?
To last night. We were at back to school night.
Yeah.
And one of Sean's friends' mother was there, mm-hmm. and she had just had a baby. My son is 11 years old, so this woman just had a baby, had the little five-week-old baby with her in the classroom with us. And she said, yeah, I'm probably going to go back to work in 4 or 5 weeks. And she works in sales.
Mm.
But it's kind of a lot of phone-based and email-based sales with some customer walk-in. She will be taking the baby to work with her every single day.
Mm. Cool. But there's an attitude, Richie.
Pouch.
There's an attitude here.
And I was like, how cool are you?
And, well, my daughter, I don't mean to necessarily hold this up as the nth degree, but I thought I was very proud she and her husband and my son figured out how to have the baby taken care of by one of the three of them all the time. Nobody else gets involved. Both my daughter and my son-in-law are profs at UCLA, so they've worked out their schedule so that if Megan is teaching in the morning, the husband teaches in the afternoon. If she has classes on Tuesday, he doesn't have classes on Tuesday. And if there's a conflict, and there are a couple during the week, my son arranges his schedule so he can be with the baby. And my daughter has a full class load, and she also is running a business with a couple of friends of hers that tutors students in Los Angeles. So she's as busy as she ever has been, but she's more satisfied, and I dare say she's better at most everything.
Why does everybody have to be some kind of male chauvinist racist? For all of this to be, you have to blame it on somebody. Why?
I don't want to blame it on anybody. I just want to figure out how you change people's attitudes.
Like my personal experience,
yeah.
I know that I always believed that the glass ceiling was a bunch of hooey, and that to my dad's credit is because I'd watch what we did at CRN. My dad's always saying, "Okay, whoever the best person is for the job." It's never been
just so happens
now.
To be my daughter,
right?
Well, and he's right most of the time. Not to pat myself on the back, but I'm pretty darn good.
You're brilliant at what you do. You're very, very good.
I'm pretty good, and I'm a quick learner, a quick study. Anyway, so but then I was also involved in the cable industry, and I was the president of a group called Women in Cable and Telecommunications. And there was some pay disparity. There was a little bit, of stuff going on there, but I still felt very empowered in the cable industry. And if you look around in the cable industry, maybe there's a few more men. But there are a lot of women in charge as well in the cable industry. Then as I migrated over to the radio biz, that's the first time in my life where I ever felt that there was a glass ceiling.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's the weirdest thing because most men still run radio and they have the idea.
And
you know what? Maybe they're right. They have an idea that most female talent is not as strong as male talent and that women can't run the show, at least in an on-air capacity. I mean, when you think about the women on the air, they're never the biggies like the men, like the Doug Steffens
of
the world.
Introduce everybody to Dana Lash.
Yeah, but you know what, Rich? I know she's really good.
And she is.
She's good. And look,
booming.
I'm not saying she's a bad talent.
And on some of the biggest stations in the country.
Okay, but I'm not saying she's a bad talent. I think I'm a great talent. I think I can compete with a lot of men.
Yeah.
I think Dana can compete with a lot of men.
Yep.
But I'm saying if you walk down the street and you ask people who they know Rush Limbaugh. They know the men. And maybe that's going to change. Maybe we're in a shift.
Well, sooner or later, because Limbaugh is getting to the end of his contract. Yeah.
There's some people that don't think that women can hold down their own on the air.
I'll tell you something.
And I've got to watch this with us launching Dana and Dana doing so well, is it takes one big station. Once you start to see one successful story, it just starts to spread. And that's all that needs to happen.
That's the idea here. And I will tell you for the record, when I'm not able to do the program, and that's not often, but I'm now taking a little bit more time for myself, and I'm very comfortable when Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Kenny are here. Jennifer often, whether it's noted or it isn't noted, leads the conversation, especially if Richie's not there, and she's very credible, and she has her own radio program in Los Angeles. So Roberta is a broadcast veteran, but you got sexed around during your career big time when you were working with the likes of Imus and Stern. So, but that was a while ago.
Well, tell them what Imus used to call you.
I was doing ski reports. I was called the snow hoe.
Yeah, great. All right. I want to talk to Robert Herjavec about this. He's from Shark Tank. Here's a guy who's been successful. I wonder what he thinks about the world of women in business. We'll find out in a moment as the focus is on Robert and Shark Tank next on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So are things tough? Are you about ready to give up? Well, you might want to rethink that. Here's the social science of it. Take your basic everyday kid actor. Think they make it on the first time? Nope. Some estimates suggest they endure 49 theatrical auditions before they're ever offered one job. And what about L. Frank Baum, the author of Wizard of Oz? Nobody would publish his book. Baum and his illustrator paid for the first publishing themselves. And never ever forget J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame. 12 publishers rejected The Little Wizard before one picked it up.
You did it! Congratulations!
So what's the cheap psych trick? There is evidence that we humans tend to give up right before we succeed. So when you think it's time to give up, give it at least one more go, and you may just be surprised at the success of it all. Send me your success story, and if I use it on air, I'll send you a copy of my new book at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, iTuner is a music player for the car. It provides full screen info and functionality so you won't crash adjusting the volume. iTuner. It's a hit.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
Think green. Harrison with you. A new 10-year study shows 1 million men and 500,000 women die each year from eating 4 ounces or more of red meat every day, including processed meats like sausage and bologna. Now known as the red meat not only clogs the arteries and boosts blood pressure, but it actually allows cancer cells to sneak through the human immune system. And cooking of most red meat causes cancer-causing chemical reactions between sodium nitrate, a preservative used in meats, and high cooking temperatures like frying. But an even newer twist. Seems it's not just the red meat itself, but the profile for many of the participants who ate higher quantities of red meat. They also smoked, drank a lot, overate, didn't take any vitamins, exercised regularly, or eat much fiber, fruit, or vegetables. Oops. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 4-time NBA champ was known as Superman for doing the dirty work on the boards and for the black-rimmed glasses he sported on the court.
Larry Bird helps Kurt Rambis up. He was decked by 2 Celtics and hit the floor hard, and both benches have emptied.
So where is Kurt Rambis now? Kurt spent 10 years with the Lakers serving as assistant coach, interim head coach, and assistant GM. From 2009 to 2011, he coached the Minnesota Timberwolves before becoming a studio analyst for ESPN. Kurt's work ethic on the court earned him a mention in the song Mayor by the hip-hop group Pacific Division.
Your boy hustled hard like Rambis for the Lakers.
And that's a wrap on Kurt Rambis. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
All right, 44 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Kenny Kessler, and Rich McFadden. We're happy to have with us Robert Herjavec, who is one of the stars. And I wonder how he likes being referred to. He was dancing with the stars, so he must consider himself to be a star. But here's a guy who's a star in business. I'm going to give you a little, give me like 35, 40 seconds, Robert, if I may, to tell you how I've come to be connected with you. I have a lady friend who loves Shark Tank. In fact, last night, I didn't know you were going to be on. We were binge watching Shark Tank on CNBC, the new season, and the stuff that goes along with it. For those who watch Shark Tank and you're wondering which one is Robert, he's the one on the right, who is Mark is on the left, he's on the right. The women are sometimes in the middle of Mr. Wonderful, and it's a very entertaining. But Meredith sitting there yelling, telling people what to do. Take the deal! Take the deal! It's the people who watch this and who are involved in it get so emotionally connected. Would you have thought, I know you're the son of Croatian immigrants, what the heck were you thinking as a kid growing up the way you did? And then as you look back at your life, what the heck do you think about your life?
Well, it's incredible to me that anybody like me could get here. I mean, that's the great thing about our show is we're all self-made. We're really not that talented. You know, the great thing about Shark Tank is you don't have to sing. You don't have to dance. I mean, you definitely don't have to be good looking. Look at the five of us, and you can still be successful. And it doesn't surprise me that people are deeply passionate about it because everybody has an idea. Everybody wants to be successful. I mean, I think that's the human condition. I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning and says, I want my life to suck.
Yeah. We need more of this in America so more people can come up like you did.
It's interesting. It's a bit of a misconception, actually. That's what people say to me often. Oh, I wish I had that one great idea. I wish I had a better mousetrap. I mean, it's a fallacy. The world is not going to beat a path to your door. It's really about execution. If you watch this documentary that we made with Deluxe Corporation, and it was a way for them to celebrate their 100th year in business. They profiled 100 businesses across America. It's very inspiring. But what you really get out of it is not only inspiration, but you get execution. You don't have to have that one in a million idea. You just have to do it better than the next guy, mm-hmm. and you have to do it consistently, and you have to love what you do.
So this is hashtag Small Business Revolution. There are a number of different places you go. Smallbusinessrevolution.org. That's the project that Robert is talking about. If you're just joining us, Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank is here. You have become, though, you've gone beyond the boundaries of just what Shark Tank was about because, for example, you were on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm very bitter about that experience because I should have won. I mean, I think there's something fundamentally wrong that I didn't win. But I'm joking. But I had a great time with that. And that's, you know, this is the golden age of entrepreneurship. When somebody like me can go beyond the bounds of Shark Tank and end up on Dancing with the Stars.
Did all of your colleagues give you a lot of starch about that?
You know, they were obviously jealous. I mean, you know, who wouldn't be? But, you know, it's fun. And I think I'm very grateful for the experience. I'm humbled by it. Mm. But I think it's so encouraging that it's cool to be in business today. You know, when I was starting out, there was no shows like Shark Tank. There was no documentaries like smallbusinessrevolution.org. It was tough to start a small business, and it's still tough today.
All right, tell us about your business. I think a lot of people may not know. Robert Herjavec started a business that grew and grew and grew, but tell us about your specific business, how it got started and where it ended up.
Yeah, I mean, I started a business out of my basement, built it and sold it to AT&T and high tech, and I've been in the same field for 30 years, and that's the one thing I always encourage people is, try to find something that you're going to be great at. The world doesn't reward mediocrity. Mm-hmm. You've got to be great at something. I mean, that's how you make a lot of money. If somebody is willing to pay for what you know you're onto something.
When you see some of these, do you ever feel sorry for some of the people that come on?
No, I never feel sorry for people coming on. It's an incredible opportunity to profile your business. You know, it's the old adage, if you can make it in the Shark Tank, you can make it anywhere. We had 42,000 people apply to be on the show.
Wow.
And we only take 200.
Phew.
But, you know, what the show is, it's really a celebration of small business. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I love about this documentary, smallbusinessrevolution.org, is it celebrates small business and how important it is to their community and their environment without all the mean people on Shark Tank.
Does that ever bother you that it does seem kind of mean on Shark Tank sometimes?
Absolutely, it bothers me. You know, the reason our show works is it's very real, and I hate when some of the other sharks are mean to the people. I always say it's okay to put down the idea, but never put down the person.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations on your success. Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank. Check out hashtag Small Business Revolution or smallbusinessrevolution.org to check on that documentary that he's talking about as well. Good to have you here, Robert. Thank you.